VA could get $186 billion next fiscal year if President Trump gets his way with the 2018 budget proposal. That's a 3.6% increase over 2017. And most of the additional funding would go toward health care. About $3.5 billion would go to the Veterans Choice Program. And the Veterans Health Administration would get 7% more to continue their access improvements. But there are some lawmakers and veteran service organizations who say they're concerned the president's budget shows a desire to make the VA choice program a mandatory one. And that's even though VA says it wants to overhaul and redesign that program. A plan to redesign Veterans Choice is coming. VA Secretary David Shulkin says he'll present the plan to Congress in about 10 days.
We are grateful that this budget includes money for the continuation of the Choice Fund. And remember, the last budget did not include that. And so this is an indication that there will be continued support to allow our veterans to get the care they need. It was split between mandatory and discretionary, but that is something that we believe that we can manage those unintended consequences to make sure that their concerns don't happen.
The president also proposed about $13.2 billion for community care. That's more than what the department got last year. VA will also get more in advance appropriations for community care in 2019. But lawmakers say they're worried because it's still unclear exactly what the administration wants to do with the Choice Program. And debates over VA privatization have heated up in the past year. That's after some members of the VA Commission on Care recommended that the department start to think about moving more responsibilities to the private sector. Congressman Tim Walz is the ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
When we look at voc rehab being cut 4.5, we see medical research being cut, but we see care in the community without a plan being there beefed up. It is a concern, and I quote from the VFW, very concerned that the administration's request to make choice a permanent mandatory program could lead to a gradual erosion of the VA health care system itself. What is more concerning is that the administration has chosen to make permanent a flawed program before the fix. That's coming from VFW. I believe I've got paralyzed veterans. The recommendation begs a question. Does this recommendation suggest choice programs currently designed should continue in perpetuity? So those are the questions that are going to be out there. They're asking that. So none of us here, me included, has ever said we shouldn't use care in the community. We've known it's been there. I think the concern, and I would characterize it to you as this, it's concern because they're not sure what's coming.
But VA downplayed those concerns. Here's Secretary Shulkin.
This is not a massive transfer from funds from the VA into the community. This funds and continues what we've been doing in the Choice Program. The increase in the budget that the president has proposed is actually increasing discretionary funds in the VA. This allows us to continue to build and strengthen the VA system.
Shulkin's generally hinted at what he wants a new choice program to look like. The general idea is to consolidate the several different ways veterans can access private sector care now into one program.
We want to change it from being an administrative system that is based upon being 40 miles away from a primary care provider and an administrative system based on 30 days or more of wait time to being a clinical system that actually meets the clinical needs of the veterans that we serve. We believe we have a way of doing this, and we believe that we'll do it within the budget that the president has proposed.
Most lawmakers say they like what they see in the president's proposed budget for VA, but they have some concerns. They're especially worried VA can actually take those extra dollars and turn them into better results. Congressman Phil Rowe is the chairman of the House VA Committee.
We must continue to seek ways for VA to be more responsible stewards of the taxpayer dollars. As long as I'm chairman of this committee, I can assure you I will continue to advocate for the resources VA needs to meet our nation's obligations to veterans. However, simply increasing VA's bottom line year after year often results in more bureaucracy, but seldom results in better services for our veterans. Throwing money at a problem rarely makes it go away, and when it does, a solution's often temporary. It's time for VA to take a hard look at how resources are allocated and to make some tough calls about how to best serve our veterans and their families in a budget environment that's not infinite.
Many lawmakers say they're worried by the drop in IT funding in the president's budget. The VA IT budget would see a $215 million cut under Trump's budget. The IT budget in the 2018 request doesn't account for VA's future modernization projects. It doesn't have funds to cover either outsourcing work to continue VA's troubled Vista system or funds to completely buy a new off-the-shelf IT solution. Shulkin says he'll make a decision about this by July 1st.
What I think you're seeing in this budget is a recognition that we do not want to continue to ask for more money and invest more money in fixing broken systems. We are not done with IT. We're going to need to come back to you after I announce a direction by July 1st to be able to talk to you about what really needs to be done in modernizing our IT systems. So this budget, the one area that I would tell you that we have not yet accounted for is the modernization of the IT system. But we did not want to continue to keep on asking for more money. So you're seeing a reduction in IT services, and that's the explanation.
Members of the committee are concerned about the secretary's approach toward this, especially given the department's track record with big IT projects. And others are concerned by the administration's priorities at VA and the message that it's sending. Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
This may be just my interpretation, is you said that you did not request more in IT spending because you don't yet have a plan, but it seems like we're requesting more for choice spending without fully understanding how we're going to improve the choice system. So I just commit to you, I want to work with you to make sure that we have the controls in place to get better outcomes for choice before we spend billions more on that process.
The president's budget also gives VA some money to make a dent in their high vacancy rate. Shulkin has said VA has 49,000 vacancies. Most are in healthcare professions. VA budget officials say they expect to hire about 7,000 new full-time employees in fiscal 2018. Ed Murray is the Acting Assistant Secretary for Management and the Chief Financial Officer.
We have a lot of turnover going on from time to time. We have recruiting actions that have been open for a long period of time. So the 7,000 number represents our best estimate of what we think we're going to bring on board in terms of new total FTE. If we are more successful than that, we have the ability to move funds from other places to help cover that additional hiring.
The budget, for example, gives VA funding to hire 164 new employees at the Board of Veterans Appeals. They'll help the department whittle down its backlog of 470,000 pending appeals. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's and all of our budget coverage at federalnewsradio.com.